When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Friday morning. Well, following up, we don't get the chance too often with our show to do this, but the next day after an Eagles win on a Friday. So welcome to Borgata and our home base every single Friday morning. And welcome to an 8-2 football team, which really is phenomenal. You know, another game, another win, another Eagles win that frankly follows a very similar formula as many of them this year. Close for a while. Low scoring for a while. Birds pull away in the fourth quarter. They have done that quite a bit this year. They did it again last night. Look, we'll talk about all of it with you and do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Whether it's the offense, the defense, the coaches, the special teams, whatever's on your mind, the 8-2 Eagles, bring it today on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The average person sheds about 8 pounds of skin every year.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Ugh.
That really is nasty.
That isn't.
Don't
well,
like
the Eagles,
think about that.
Eagles shed a it lot of skin like, in September, man.
It feels
they
like
got a lot, they got a lot better.
It felt like that skin should have been shed more last night at times.
Yeah.
It felt like they should have looked sheddier.
So what's
more
your,
shedded
what's
last
your,
night?
What's your reaction, John? Take the floor first. What hit you? Hit you on last night?
That was uncomfortable at times because I thought it would be more consistent offensively. I thought our defense, once again, is fantastic. Some of what we're putting out there, just from a soundness and toughness and togetherness and tackling and awareness perspective, this defense has got it all going on. And that was outstanding to see, making a young quarterback look like a young quarterback at times. The problem was our young quarterback looked like a young quarterback at times, too, and I know we get a little bit impatient with that. So now, in the back of my mind, I've got this other second race in the back of the corner, the recesses of my mind. Not only am I hoping that the Eagles get to where they need to get as a team, but now I'm hoping to where Jalen gets to where he needs to get as a player, and there's like this Jalen watch flashing in the corner of my screen, even though it's not really there. And at the end of the first half, man, the Jalen watch was going off. What in the heck is Jalen doing? Why does Jalen look so lost at times? But Jalen figured it out once again. And it's not just Jalen, I guess I should be giving all the credit to here. It's the offense, the team, the defense rising up and bringing the offense up to their level. I don't know exactly everything that goes into it. Some of that is Nick Sirianni keeping things steady. I know that we need to give him more credit on this front now. I think that we have been far too critical when things have been good this season.
You're talking specifically about Nick?
Or with Nick, with Jalen, with the team. Last night was a win against the team that was supposed to be the best in the NFC East, and all I'm expecting to feel today is, oh, here's where they fell short. Oh, why didn't they perform better in this area? And I think that's too bad. I do at times wish we would look at this in a more, I don't know,
positive?
Forgiving and positive way.
I think that was an awesome win last night.
Good, yeah. Man. Because
it was,
it
awesome.
Was that
Eagles
team
defense is
was
back,
good.
Baby.
That team that we played, that we just put down, okay, it wasn't exactly putting them down when it was going into the fourth quarter, it was 10-6 and we were losing.
Well, the defense was throughout all the game.
The defense was doing it all night. They were doing their thing. I think last night, circumstantially, the kicker didn't help our cause at all. They did a good job. Washington is a good team.
They did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Don't undersell it. The defense was freaking awesome.
Defense was awesome.
Awesome!
So, yeah, it was, James. So, you know, John, I agree with almost every single thing you said there. Almost all of it. So, you know, obviously there's good...
I mean, I feel apologetic almost.
Okay.
I feel apologetic. I want Jalen to look like Jalen at the end of the year, in the middle of the year. I know that's unrealistic, but I feel like we've all accelerated our time frame, and we expect more from Jalen and from this team and from this coach than what the midpoint would suggest.
So, you know,
last night was awesome.
Yeah, look, there's a lot more positive than negative last night. And obviously the ultimate positive is you get a victory and, you know, you got first place in a good grasp. You got a legitimate shot to compete for the one seed in the NFC. The Eagles are quite obviously extremely likely at this point to make the playoffs. I mean, they've already got 8 wins, and they've got 7 more games to play. Okay,
yeah.
So, like, at this point, you'd be surprised if they don't win 11 or more. So they're in really good shape from that standpoint. James, to your point, defense sensational. John, to your point, I think Sirianni deserves a lot more credit than he typically gets. Saquon, stud, all that. Here to me is the big picture. It really crystallized for me. You know, I was thinking about this in the last 2 minutes of that game while Washington was trying to, you know, score 2-point conversion, onside kick, score 2-point conversion, tie it up, go to overtime. All right. They obviously fell short of that. So we all had an opportunity for about 2 minutes or about 10 minutes of real life to reflect on what's going on in the biggest picture with the Eagles. What's going on? And here's what hit me as I was thinking over those 10 minutes about what I believe is going on. I'm going to try to make this as simple as I can. I believe this is accurate. You might agree. You might disagree. Here's what I think is going on. I think the vast majority of the Eagles team is ready to win the Super Bowl. Like what I'd call Super Bowl worthy. The vast majority of the team. And here's how I define that. Running back, wide receivers, tight end, offensive line, defense, which prior to last night I would not necessarily have said that. But that was extremely impressive last night. I can't tell you stamp of approval for certain, that the defense is ready to win the Super Bowl, but they made Jaden Daniels last night look horrible. And, you know, I'll tell you this. I think they're every bit as good, frankly, better than the Chiefs Super Bowl 2 years ago defense when the Chiefs were average defensively. I mean, I do think you can win a Super Bowl with this defense, and I think there's, and James, this might have been kind of what you were alluding to, there's a chance a defense like this can lead you to a Super Bowl.
That's exactly what
right?
I'm alluding to, Joe.
All right, so, and I also would put coaching into the major positive ledger, and I define that as the three main coaches. The three main. Sirianni, Fangio, and Kellen Moore. I think everything I just said is worthy of, yep, this can be Super Bowl. Then you get to Jalen. And, you know, the reality is he is just, to a large degree, struggling. He did again last night. Now, let me be clear. This team, one of three things is going to happen. One of three things. He is either going to lead them to a Super Bowl. They're going to option two is they're going to win a Super Bowl dragging him across the finish line in games in which he makes a couple of plays, but to a large extent it's Saquon Barkley that leads them there. And let's be real, Saquon Barkley offensively led them last night. There's just no other way around it. Or option three is that, and this is what I really, really, really hope doesn't happen, that Jalen Hurts holds back a team where so many parts of it are ready to go win a Super Bowl. Look, we're going to know.
He's a part of it that is ready to continue to evolve on a team that is growing into a Super Bowl team.
He outplayed Jaden Daniels last night, like handily. And at the end of the day, he made plays to win and again did not turn the ball over, didn't put it in harm's way.
Used his legs.
Yeah, when he needed to. Like, I get it. He wasn't great.
But primarily,
he came through when they needed him to. He came through with big plays.
He handed the ball off to
you do not.
That's what he does.
You do not. No, you know what? You do not appreciate the difficulty at all. You do not
appreciate
what he's asked to do on every play. No, he's not.
He's
just, you are out of your mind,
he's
and
just
you,
not, he's just,
you
he was
need to adjust your expectations.
No.
The other guy across the way, who is maybe the best rookie in the NFL right now, Jaws said the best rookie he's ever seen in his life.
Sometimes games are like that, Joe.
Jalen outplayed him. Jalen continues to lead this team to wins.
No, he didn't lead him to a win.
He didn't lead him to a win.
The defense led him to a win, and Saquon Barkley led him to a win. That's what led him to a win.
Jalen in the fourth quarter was outstanding.
No, he wasn't.
Jalen was exactly what we needed.
He handed the ball to Saquon.
Do you think that's a simple concept? Do you understand the machinations that go into just handing the ball off to Saquon?
It's a
play designed to beat that defense for that specific moment. He has to know exactly what the defense is asking of our offense.
You're giving him too much credit. But let me give
him. He's running the offense.
Hold on, James. Hang on. Here's where Jalen deserves credit in the run game. I will continue to believe, as I have for the duration of his time here, which to this point has been 5 years, that his athleticism contributes to running back success. Because there is always the threat of Jalen keeping the ball. And that complicates the ends, linebackers, safeties, the cornerbacks. That complicates things. But I'm not going
to
go.
Every defense has to play us completely differently because he complicates
things. I'm not going to go as far
it
as to say.
It makes everything much harder for the opponent because he is the way he is.
I'm not going to go as far as to say he led them to anything last night. The defense was dominant. Jaden Daniels was brutal. And Saquon Barkley was studly. And the Eagles won a football game. I mean, that so just to me, the big picture, and everyone, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. You may agree with this. You may disagree with this. Here's how I see it. The vast majority of the team is ready to go win a Super Bowl. We're going to find out in the next 2.5, 3 months if the quarterback is. We'll find out.
That's amazing.
I have major, major worries.
I think you're wrong assuming the vast majority of the team is ready to win a Super Bowl halfway through a year.
I don't think
any part of the team is ready to go win a Super Bowl halfway through a year.
John, use your head here.
I've been on Super Bowl teams.
A.J. Brown and Saquon
I've been
Barkley.
On multiple Super Bowl teams.
Okay, AJ,
and I don't think any of them were ready to go to the Super Bowl halfway through the year.
I'm going to ask you a direct question. Is Saquon Barkley good enough as a running back to win a Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley has always been.
Okay,
So that's New York.
Is A.J. Brown good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I would think so.
Okay, that's two. I can keep going.
Jalen is two. Yes, Jalen is good enough. Right now, he is good enough to win a Super Bowl. We'll, and we saw him in the Super Bowl take us to the
and
threshold.
And we've seen him regress dramatically since then.
Yeah, and we've seen him improve dramatically since then as well.
We've seen him improve slightly over the last couple weeks, but they didn't win that game because of him last night.